The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.
Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And we're here with Rose Gray for the next hour. And, of course, you can get through on the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old. That number is 855-616-1620. Dayton Kane on that great trip that Rose helped put together for him. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton. I'm so jealous. But he's going to be back next week, and I'm sure he's going to have some wonderful stories.
Well, he is, because I don't want to ruin any big surprises here, but Dayton is still in Mexico and was supposed to be back yesterday.
Uh-oh.
So, but we got it covered. And again, this is why you use a travel agency, because they've got your back. So he'll have stories. I, Libby, will not be here to hear the stories, as I will be leaving for Antarctica on the 19th of January.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Will you bring back a penguin for me?
Yeah, for sure.
Sure you will. Yeah, definitely. Maybe a little penguin fin. You know, you mentioned about the benefits of using a travel advisor, and when things go awry, especially if you're out of the country, it's just huge to have somebody there that you can reach out to.
It is. And this brings me to lead everybody to take a look at our website, foxworldtravel.com. You know, certainly we encourage everybody to check out the travel link, and then you can see vacation travel, business travel, and meetings and incentives travel. We do it all. We do group travel. We do destination weddings. And by all means, we do individual vacation bookings. But if you move over to the right just a bit, you will see our blog page. Now, some people think, oh, that sounds awful. I actually find it fascinating. There not only are blogs about Tahiti and Bora Bora, Ireland, river cruises, and these are written by many of our travel advisors who maybe went on a river cruise and want to share their experiences or what have you. Then, below that is the business travel news. And I love reading that, because some of those articles are written by, for example, our chief information technology officer, or one of our VPs, Mike Heck, who worked for years for Northwest Airlines, later Delta Airlines, and has great insight with regard to airlines. But on that particular page right now is amazing benefits of using a travel advisor. And, you know, Libby, I was thinking about this as you were talking to David Nason today. You know, he was saying, when you start messing around with electricity, you probably want to get a pro, right? Doesn't that make sense? When you start messing around with an African safari or a complicated Asia itinerary, or even your very first river cruise, you probably want to get an expert involved.
Well, not only that, but I'm thinking when you're out of the country, and especially if you're dealing in a place where you don't speak the language, if there's an issue, it's really hard to get the answers you might need when you're just trying to talk to people wherever you are.
And, you know, also this morning when I was listening to the Hired show, Good Karma Brands show that's on from 6 to 7 before the Fix It show, Fox World Travel was featured on that show today. And I do want to let everybody know that you can find that on Good Karma Brands' website under Hired. We've got openings galore. And so, you know, that also got me to thinking about people who want to get into the industry and how they can go about that. But I also started thinking while I was listening to that, you know, back in the day when I was a poor travel agent, I colored my own hair and my husband changed our oil and I prepared my own taxes. I wouldn't do any of that right now. I would let the experts take care of all of that. So why wouldn't I let somebody take care of my memory making, my vacation travel?
Oh, so true. You know, you mentioned about how you do have openings for travel advisors. Is it a benefit if somebody out there speaks another language besides English to be in that business?
Absolutely. It's so interesting. I was on a meeting this past Tuesday where the manager of our meetings and incentives department reached out and said, if we have anybody who is German speaking in the company, it would be very helpful because we just got a contract and it is from one of our German destination management companies that we're working with, and it's all in German. And three different departments stepped up and said, I have a German speaker. I have a German speaker for you. So, yeah, absolutely. Very, very helpful if you are bilingual or speak more than just English.
Yeah, sometimes I have trouble with English, Rose.
Yeah.
Anyway. We've got a lot of questions out there for you today, and we're going to open the Old National Bank talk and text line, Old National Bank, get old, at 855-616-1620. Lots to talk about today, including that little glitch with the airlines on Wednesday morning. We'll talk about that and get to your questions. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show. It is 9:13, I should say. We have 25 degrees. We're going to get up to 34 degrees today under sunny skies.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Well, Rose, as our producer Isaac just said to me, gets to be kind of a family thing around here on Saturday morning. And joining us on the phone, it is Bruce Nason, who just happens to be related to that other David Nason guy.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi there.
Thank you for taking the time to call. I know you tried last week and we had a couple of phone issues. So you want to talk to us a little bit about your trip to Huatulco?
Yeah, we didn't know exactly where to go for some warm weather vacation, and Marilyn in the Greenfield store steered us toward this Huatulco Resort in Mexico. It's on the Pacific Ocean side, way down south near the Guatemala border, and it's an adults only secrets property, and we had a great time. The facility and the staff and the people down there were just perfect. We had perfect food, perfect weather. Naturally, I don't think during the daytime it ever got below 83 degrees.
Oh, nice!
And it's just a first class resort, and I can't say enough about Maryland. Helping us get everything done because we had a little bit of a speed bump and then everything worked out perfect.
And you had also, you want to tell us about your celebrity meeting?
Oh.
Yeah. the resort has a couple of poolside cookouts during our stay. And at the table next to us, there was somebody, he had a sort of a floppy hat on and sunglasses, and it was 10 o'clock at night. And I kept looking over at him, and I couldn't figure out who that was. So I ended up just taking a picture, and I was going to try and research to see who it was. And the waiter for our table came over and says, you know who that is? And I said, no. And he said, that's Carlos Santana.
Yikes.
And
oh.
I said, what? And then I said, well, I'm going to go ask if I could take a selfie with him. And I did. And at first he was taken aback a little bit, but then he turned out to be really a neat guy. We took a selfie. And then I saw him the next night, and I was wearing sort of a Hawaiian-type shirt. And he came over to me, and he said, hey, I like your shirt. And I said, well, do you want it? And he said, no, that's fine. And so we did a fist bump, and then he went his way, and we went our way. And so it was a little bit of a highlight of the trip. One kind of hint I could give to other travelers who might do something like this is we paid extra, I think it was $100, and got the premium class seating on the charter flight. And I would certainly recommend that because you get it's a discount airline, naturally, but you get to pick your own seat if you pay for this premium class. Plus, you get your checked bags free instead of paying for that. So we ended up sitting up in row 3 and row 4 on the trips, and it was well worth the little bit of extra fee that we paid.
That is excellent advice. Advice that I would give people as well. You know, you get a little older in life and you think, I deserve this, right? I'm going to treat myself.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
And then Huatulco, we should tell everybody, we've got nonstop charters out of Chicago on Saturdays in the wintertime. And it's kind of a hidden gem. It's known for its 9 bays, and it's really quite a quiet place. Did you go into town at all, Bruce?
No, we only went on one excursion, and that was a charter boat ride. And they take you up and down the coast. And they show you all these bays, and it's very rugged. In fact, I think I remember them saying that they call that coastline the Dragon's Tooth because of the jagged rocks and everything along there. And then the charter boat pulls into 2 different bays, and you jump off the boat and go swimming in the bay, swimming or snorkeling in the bay. So that was the only excursion we went. Some other people did go shopping. The town is sort of a newer type town. I think it was only established in the 1980s, so it's not an old town like some of the other cities and resort areas in Mexico.
Exactly. Well, Bruce, I thank you so much for taking the time to let everybody know about this kind of Mexican hidden gem and your great experience. And now you and Carlos Santana are buddies. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, I got a couple pictures. And then, again, I can't say enough about Marilyn in the Greenfield office. She did a heck of a job on this. And we've had her do some other stuff for us when we flew to Canada last year and Europe the year before.
Perfect. Well, thank you again for the kind words, and we really appreciate your business, and keep on traveling, Bruce. We appreciate it.
You bet. We've got a major trip coming up that we're dreaming about right now.
Are you going to share that with us?
Well, we want to hit I guess you would call it the Eastern Mediterranean. That's the only area we haven't gone to yet.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I know somebody that can help you with that. Fox World Travel for sure. So thanks a lot, Bruce. We appreciate it.
Okie doke. Thank you.
It's 9:22. All I have to say to all that is, oye, como va? I think I know what the next bumper is going to be.
I'm pretty sure I know what Isaac's going to play next.
I think so. We've got a lot of questions coming in on the old National Bank Talk and Text Line. We're going to get to them on the Fox World Travel Show right after this. It's 9:22 and 25 degrees at WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I think we've got a little bit of a theme going here.
I think so.
Rose. Hey, listen, we've got a question here from one of our fans. They say they're going to, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Guanacaste, Costa Rica next Saturday, and they want to know what to do.
Well, my gosh, there's so much to do. So Costa Rica is basically, people think of San Jose, and that's a lovely area, and that's great. But when you fly into Costa Rica and you fly into Liberia, you are in the Guanacaste area, which is the northwestern part of the country. And this is where there are beautiful black sand beaches and lots of all-inclusive resorts. So it's drawn the Americans to it because you know how much, Libby, we love those all-inclusive resorts. All your meals, all your drinks, all your non-motorized water sports. So with that said, sometimes we feel like, okay, did you get lazy and just kind of chill at the all-inclusive resort and not explore this fabulous country? And when you stay at these all-inclusive resorts, especially when you book them with tour operators, those tour operators are going to have activity desks, excursion desks at these resorts. And those are the people that you want to book these excursions with. You can take a full-day tour to the Arenal Volcano. You can take a full-day tour to the Monte Verde Cloud Forest. They love taking people to thermal hot springs. There are a number of them that you can get to on half-day tours and full-day tours. where they lather you up with therapeutic mud, and then you get into their thermal springs. And then, not to be forgotten, zip lining was literally invented in Costa Rica because they have the most amazing tree line, this high, high tree line. And this is how this all kind of started. And so all of those activities and more are available to you when you stay at these all-inclusive resorts and then you work with your tour operator. So again, we always recommend, Libby, that people make those bookings with somebody reputable. You know, you're on the beach and some guy goes, hey, you want to go parasailing? And he's got one crummy-looking boat and a crummy-looking parasail, and you're thinking, yeah, he's $20 cheaper than the excursion desk. I think I'll do it. Not a good idea.
No, not at all. We did have a quick call. Could you repeat the name of the resort where Bruce visited in Mexico?
Yep, it was Secrets. It was Secrets. So when you stay, that's one of the AMR resort group family of brands, and they have the Dreams Resorts, which are family friendly, and then they have the Secrets Resorts, which are adults only. And Bruce chose adults only, very, very high end, great food. In that particular case, rather low key. Don't expect raucous entertainment and crazy pool activities. It's a little more chill than that, but you can never go wrong with a Secrets Resort.
And which city was that in?
Huatulco. Huatulco. The three letter code for it is HUX, if you're looking online to get some insight. So Huatulco, Mexico. It's on the western side of Mexico.
And I'm sure somebody can call Fox World Travel and you can help them out on that one.
Absolutely. So that's 866 Go Fox Go, Monday through Friday and Saturday seasonally 9 to noon.
All right. We've got somebody who's going to Alaska in August. Do you have any excursions in Sitka you might recommend? That's from Keith in West Dallas.
Yeah, there's tons to do in Sitka. Now, Sitka is one of the newer stops that they're making with Holland America and Princess. They stopped going there for a while, and they've substituted that. First of all, it's a fabulous little town. They've got one of the greatest lobster meals and crab leg meals you're ever going to have that's easy to find. And then they do have things like little tours that go around the city and tell you the history of the city. Many of these little Alaskan cities, especially when they are gold rush related, which this one kind of is, do have some sketchy history when it comes to ladies of the night, if you will. And they have places that you can go and see that. And then also there are definitely some opportunities for you to do some exploring of the Russian heritage of Sitka. There are domed onion-domed cathedrals and things of that nature in Sitka as well. And then all of the outdoor adventures, they will always take you on a float plane or they will take you on a fishing trip at any one of the ports to call on an Alaska trip.
And we've got a lot more questions coming in on the Old National Bank talk and text line. We will get to them after the news, but right now it's 9:30. And let's go to Wyatt Barmar-Pooley in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And welcome back. I'm Libby Collins and for Dayton Kane, along with Rose. It's 9:35. We have 26 degrees at WTMJ. And we've got more questions for you on the Old National Bank Talk and Text line. Rose, somebody here is going to Germany with a family of seven. They're lucky enough they've got family that they can stay with while they're in the country. But they want to know about airfare, and I guess there's a debate, and maybe you can clarify it, as to whether or not it's less expensive to book airfare, you know, just do it on your own versus doing it through a travel agency.
Exactly. So here's the deal. We understand at Fox World Travel, we talked about some of the things, for example, that David Nason would do on his own. He would do certain fix-it things in his home, but when it came to tile or electricity, he felt he wanted to use the experts. It's sort of like that in travel. Finding airfare is something many people are able to do. And they say, you know, when it comes to an all-inclusive vacation to the Caribbean or that river cruise to Europe or that African safari, yep, I want to use Fox, but I'm looking for airline tickets. And we do charge a fee for airline tickets. And this is why. Back in the 90s, the airlines stopped paying travel agents commissions on airline tickets. They used to pay us a lot of commission, and then they reduced them, and then eventually they just plain went away. So when we do airline tickets, we make no money, no money at all. And so we do have a service fee for that. Now, what you get for that service fee is somebody at Fox World Travel who monitors your reservation from the time you book it until the time you leave. This means if there is a schedule change, and we have seen through the pandemic and as of late, incredible schedule changes by hours and sometimes a day, and sometimes people missing connections. We work with the airlines on those problems. We also make sure that you have seat assignments. And when you have a schedule change and your seat assignments might drop out, as the airlines say, we go back and find more seat assignments for you. If you have the wherewithal to do that, if you can continue to monitor your own airline reservation, I take no issue with that. I just tell everybody you need to be very diligent. And so that is what that service fee is for. That is what we are doing on your behalf. So again, I take no exception with people who want to book their own airfare. How do you book your own airfare? That's another challenge. There are all kinds of websites: Kayak, Expedia, Travelocity, more than I can even imagine. Keep in mind, when you're booking through those websites, you're not booking directly with the airline. You are booking through a third party. We saw during the pandemic what kind of treatment people got when their flights were canceled or they had to cancel because of the pandemic. As a third party vendor was not helpful, and they were on the phone for hours and hours and hours and often didn't have the kind of resolution that they would have liked. And so what I suggest is, if you are going to be a DIYer when it comes to airfare, go ahead and look at those third party vendors. Look at those websites that are showing you all of the airlines at once, and then go to that airline's website and see if you can make that same booking at that same airfare on their website. You will have much better success booking an airline ticket on the actual airline's website than you will through a third-party vendor.
Are you less likely to be bumped from a flight if you booked through an agent versus directly through one of these discount sites?
I would like to say yes. On an airline side, it's hard to say yes, because those involuntary bumps are absolutely supposed to be based on when you book. Now, people probably are hearing this, Libby, and going, wait, what? You can get involuntarily booked on an airline? Absolutely, it can happen. The airlines are often going to book up to 30% over the capacity of seats that they have based on the no-show factor. Now, people say, why would I no-show? I've got a non-refundable ticket. You have a non-refundable ticket as a vacation traveler, but often the business travelers are traveling on high-priced refundable tickets, and often their plans change, and so they may not show up. They have a ticket, and the day before they're supposed to be traveling, their business meeting gets canceled, and then they just go ahead and cancel. So with that said, it's likely that the airlines will. You've all who have flown a lot have been in a situation where you heard somebody at an airline saying, we're looking for volunteers. We're giving a $500 voucher. We're giving whatever they may be giving. And we've talked about that on the show a number of times, about how to handle that and what to ask for, et cetera. I have never been in my life, and we all know I travel a fair amount, on a flight where they involuntarily bumped somebody. They didn't get enough people to volunteer, so they went down the list of people, and it went by the order in which you booked. So to say that a third party would be booking would be more likely to be bumped, I don't know that. Now, I do know when it comes to hotels, if you booked through a third party vendor, then you are more likely. You have to read the fine print on their website and the contract you're entering in with them to find out what kind of agreement they have with their hotels with regard to bumping policies. They call it walking. You get walked from a hotel. And I do know from personal experience that people who have booked with third-party vendors have been the first to be walked when a hotel was full.
Well, I was once bumped from a Holiday Inn that I had booked with personally, and 2 months in advance, and they bumped me. And I'll tell you, I would never ever book with Holiday Inn again after that experience.
And so it is by law, they are supposed to be putting you in a hotel that is equal or better than the hotel that you were bumped from. Is that the case in your situation?
It's a long story, but let's put it this way. I ended up paying for my own hotel.
Oh, boy.
At another place. I'd never book with them again. I've taken their app off my phone.
There you go, Holiday, and you made Libby mad, darn it.
All right, we're here with Rose Gray, and if you've got questions for her, you can get through on the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old, 855-616-1620. A lot of questions coming in, and we're going to get to them right after this.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we're back with Rose, and we've got all the questions coming in on the Old National Bank talk and text line, including somebody taking an NCL Miami to Seattle Panama Canal cruise in April. They're going to be stopping in Acapulco, and they've heard some safety concerns. Do you have any thoughts for an excursion there?
Yep, so my advice would be only book an excursion through the cruise line on this particular port. Now, there's been some discussion about why you would want to do that. In general, it has often been thought of as the best option to do that because the ship isn't going to leave if an entire busload of people on an excursion that they offered isn't back yet. So that makes sense. However, there are a number of companies out there now who do have a guarantee that they will get you back to the ship. And if they don't, they will pay for all of the expenses to get you to the next port of call to catch up with the ship. With that being said, when it comes to Acapulco, I would probably only book an excursion with the ship itself, because if the texter is absolutely correct. Acapulco is usually one of those cities that has a warning for high crime. And on any given day, it could be a yellow and it could be a red, or it could be a 3 versus a 4, which is very dangerous to slightly dangerous. And then you have to make the decision. I know NCL, as a reputable tour cruise line, will not, under any circumstances, put their passengers in harm's way. And if there are any warnings that would prevent you from going on it, then you've booked it with the cruise line, and they're going to be the first ones to cancel it because of that. So there are certainly things you can do in Acapulco. Acapulco, Libby, you and I are old enough to remember, that used to be the playground of the rich and famous. That was where Elizabeth Taylor loved to hang out. But the cartel is a very strong presence in that part of Mexico. And so I would say that, again, the cruise line is going to be your best advisor when it comes to whether or not you should be even leaving the ship when you are in Acapulco.
We've got a question here, and I love this question about luggage. They're going to Europe. What would you recommend? I mean, do you take the hard cases so they don't get jumbled around? Do you like the soft cases so you can roll up your clothes and put more things in them? How do you travel when you're going abroad?
So here's the deal. I responded to the texter, thank you for your text, and told them that the two probably premier luggage companies are Tumi, which is T-U-M-I, and Travel Pro. Now, if you ever walk behind a flight attendant or a pilot as they're walking through the airport and they're pulling their bag behind them, you will notice that the vast majority of those people do have Travel Pro luggage. Now, it was probably given to them by the airline, so they didn't have to buy it, as both of those are pretty expensive. I will tell you, Travel Pro is going to be less expensive than Tumi. I have only ever had a Travel Pro bag. I have never been able to bring myself to pay the price for a Tumi. And I will tell you this. I have, for years now, just taken to going to TJ Maxx once a year and buying a $99 bag that usually has a price tag of, like, it was $300, but at TJ Maxx, it's $99. And I have tried hard cases and I have tried soft cases. with regard to the packing itself, I do prefer the soft cases. They seem to have more pockets, and they seem to be able to give a little bit more, and so that you can, if you need to, stuff them a bit. But I will tell you this, both my hard suitcase and my soft suitcases have been damaged. And so I just look at it this way. My husband finally said, you know that luggage graveyard that we have down in the basement? That needs to get cleaned up. And so one day at the beginning of summer, I just basically threw in the dumpster all of those bags that I thought, oh, can't you fix that wheel? Or I'm going to take this to the shoemaker and get this strap fixed or whatever it was, and went to TJ Maxx and bought another $99 bag. That's what I do.
And now there's like a Stonehenge of luggage in your backyard.
It's true. And so I do believe that that Travel Pro probably is pretty good, because the airlines wouldn't issue it to their crew members if it wasn't. However, I always wonder, how banged up does their bag get versus we passengers? So I don't know.
That's a very good point, Rose. Well, we've got a couple more minutes left here for some more of your questions on the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line. We will get to them in just a moment. It's going to be a pretty nice day for January. We're going to get up to about 34 degrees under sunny skies. 26 at 9:51 on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I have to ask you about this, Rose, because last week we talked with Deb Schneider about the Northern Ireland and the Scotland trip. I think it just is an amazing itinerary, and you're starting to book up on that.
We are. So we were more than halfway full before Deb Schneider joined us last week, and we did have some phone issues, but those did not inhibit people from going to our website, foxworldtravel.com, clicking on the vacation travel tab where it says Fox Group Vacations, and checking it out. We made several more bookings within this couple of days after Deb was on the show. So how can you find out about that trip or more? Just go to the Fox Group Vacations page, and there you will find all of the group vacations that we are offering for 23, and soon you will be seeing some of them for 24. I want to highlight, there's a couple of great river cruises for 23 on there. The legendary Danube is on there. Burgundy and Provence, many of you know that is one of my favorites, if not my favorite, simply because of the wine that they produce in that region. And then also Amsterdam and the Romantic Rhine. So that is where you find that information, along with the Northern Ireland and Scotland trip that we featured with Deb Schneider last week. So lots of fun stuff on there. Then I also want to point out, if you go to the vacation travel tab, you will see something that says, let's go. And as you listen to the radio throughout the week, you will hear commercials where Rose Gray finishes that ad by saying, let's go. So what we want you to know is, if you do feel like you just can't wait, or you are one of those people that it's nighttime and you feel like, I want to start looking at vacations, but I want that feeling that Fox World Travel's got my back, you can also make bookings for all-inclusive resorts right there on our website. You've done it all yourself, but you've got the backing of Fox World Travel. We take those over once you've booked them through the link, and the way that you basically do that is just go to the Let's Go tab, and you will find it. Also, I noticed on our Facebook page this morning, our marketing team has provided a link for you there as well. So if you're one of those kind of people that can't sleep at night or likes to do some preliminary research, and then voila, it turns into an actual booking, do it on our website so you've got the backing of Fox.
Oh, it's so much fun to always look at your website and look at all those trips. And you are going on the trip of a lifetime.
I am. So I am not going to be around for the next 2 weeks. I am leaving on Thursday with a small group to realize my dream. And I normally, Libby, am not one of those put a pin in your map kind of girl. I don't just stop at a country or a city to say I've been there. I have been dreaming about this Antarctica trip for a very long time, and it's actually been in the works for 4 years. Thank you so much, COVID-19, because I should have been on that trip already. So I'm leaving on the 19th. I can't tell you how excited I am. So when I am back on the 4th of February, I probably will have some pretty remarkable stories.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear your updates on everything. I got to hear about the penguins.
For
and
sure.
And, of course, the whales and just the whole adventure, like you said. And this will be, what, your seventh continent?
It's my last continent. And, again, I don't want to be that girl that's only going on this trip to say I stepped foot on the seventh continent. But, quite frankly, that's the reason I'm going. I can't even tell you. I will be trying to post as much as I possibly can on Fox's Facebook page, so keep watching that. And then, as I said, I'm back in studio on the 4th of February, and I think I'm going to have some pretty remarkable stories.
I'm sure you will. Rose Gray from Fox World Travel, and that phone number again if anybody wants more info.
There you go. It's 866-GO-FOX-GO. You should put that in your phone so you'd never forget it.
I'm Libby Collins, and for Dayton Kane, stick around after the news. It's Money Talk right here on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.